Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
What a beautiful day, and welcome to episode number 35 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is Receive God's Word and Be Blessed. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 states, "The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever." And then Matthew chapter 24, verse 35 states, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." And then Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 states, "Jesus answered, 'It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" And then John chapter 1, verse 1 states, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." We understand how important God's Word is just by these passages that I read with you. The Word of God reveals God to us, and through it we learn that we can trust His character, His plan, and His purposes for us, and even when those plans include affliction and persecution. Blessed indeed are we if we delight in the law of the Lord, and in His law we learn to meditate day and night, as it's stated in Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, we should be on guard for the things that would hinder our being blessed by the word of God that we do hear. We should not listen to the word carelessly as though what is being said doesn't matter at all. For really, the word of God is the very fuel for our lives, just like you have fuel for a car. Now, when listening, we need to put aside any prejudices or any personal beliefs that we may have that fight against or war against the word that we hear, and we need to take heed to our response after we hear the word of God, unless we lose the insight that we could have gained had we paid attention and obeyed and applied it to our lives. Now, when we're blessed by God's word, we need to turn around and share it with others so they may be blessed as well. Jesus was famous for his parables, and parables are stories that use familiar events to illustrate or to teach some truth, religious principle, or some moral lesson. The parable of the four soils, which I want to share today, is found in every gospel except that of John's. The four types of soils in this parable could easily be located within the same area. They represent the hearts and the minds of people. And as I share, remember that all four soils receive the same words from God, but all four are not blessed to the same degree. Now, I know that this parable is very well known, and you may say, "Oh, Paul, I've heard this." Don't turn the podcast off, because I would appreciate it if you would listen, because maybe God has something fresh to share with you or just to put you in remembrance. So please listen prayerfully and identify which soil you are as I read through the scriptures from Luke chapter 8, and let God draw you into a closer relationship with Him. Okay, so I'm going to read Luke chapter 8, beginning at verse 4 and going through verse 15, and I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. One day, Jesus told a story in the form of a parable to a large crowd that had gathered from many towns to hear him. A farmer went out to plant his seed. As he scattered it across his field, some seed fell on a footpath where it was stepped on and the birds ate it. Other seed fell among rocks. It began to grow, but the plant soon withered and died for lack of moisture. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up with it and choked out the tender plants. Still other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as had been planted. When he had said this, he called out, "Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He replied, "You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of God, but I use parables to teach the others so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. When they look, they won't really see. When they hear, they won't understand." Now, there's a lot that I could say on that, but we're going to keep on going and just keep our focus on this whole idea of hearing God's word and being blessed by it. So let me continue with verse 11. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is God's word. Now, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, it says that we have been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. So the seed that was in Jesus' parable here is representing God's word, the truth of God, his own teaching. Okay, now verse 12. The seeds that fell on the pathway represent those who hear the message only to have the devil come and take it away from their hearts and prevent them from believing and being saved. Now, this soil is the first soil that we're going to address. And as I go through again, see which soil you are right now. The soil on the pathway is hardened and it's uncultivated, and the seed, which represents God's word, cannot penetrate it. It remains on the surface of an individual's life. So this makes it easy for the devil or the birds of the air to snatch the word away. There's an influence of Satan in keeping the person from believing the truth of the word of God, so he and she cannot be blessed by it. So these individuals are not allowing room for the seed of the word in their lives. And right now, ask yourself, are you an individual where you hear the word of God, but it doesn't really mean anything to you? Maybe you feel that God's word is not true, that it's not really a word from God. Maybe you feel that, oh, it's for other people, but it's really not for me. Well, if you're that individual, then you're one who has that seed or the word of God that falls on that pathway that is hardened, and you may hear the word of God, but it doesn't penetrate or bless you in the way that it can. An example of this type of soil are the individuals like the Pharisees and the religious leaders who refuse to believe the word of God. All right, we go to verse 13. The seeds on the rocky soil represent those who hear the message and receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they believe for a while, and then they fall away when they face temptation. Now, see if you're this type of soil. Some people are like a thin layer of topsoil over solid rock. They receive the seed, which represents the word of God, with maybe a flash of enthusiasm or joy, but it quickly burns out. They listen and they rejoice, but then they do not stick with the truth of the message. The message or the word cannot bless them because they're completely superficial and emotional, but they don't allow the word of God to really take root in their hearts or in their lives. These individuals remain unrepentant. Maybe they have made a profession of faith even, but there's no reality of it. There seems to be life, but there's really no root beneath the surface. And so when tribulations come or persecution or trials come into their life, immediately they begin to abandon the Christian life or profession that they've made. The fact that they believed for a while but fall away means that they only accepted the facts of the word mentally and rejected it, but really didn't receive it in their heart. And so when the going gets tough, then they give up and they walk away. They didn't lose their salvation because they really didn't have it in the first place to lose. Now, a person needs to personally accept the principles for living from the Word of God in order to be able to withstand trials and temptations, which are going to come to all of us. So now, an example of these individuals are those who rallied around Jesus when he was teaching, and because of the miracles of healing and feeding them, they were all excited, but they refused to truly accept and obey his message. All right, verse 14. The seeds that fell among the thorns represent those who hear the message, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and so they never grow into maturity. Now, some people are like this type of soil, which is full of thorns. They receive the word or the seed, which represents God's word, but they allow the interests and the cares of the world to just choke it out, just like you know thorns do in grass. These may be those who are interested in Jesus' message, but who cannot accept it because of their devotion to material things, like the cares, the riches, and the pleasure of the world, which seem to take control and seem to dominate their lives or their concerns or their desires. And so the word of God is smothered or snuffed out. And so the concerns of life that these individuals have stop them from growing spiritually. This type of soil is viewed as unsuccessful and never grows into maturity. Now, an example of these individuals are those like the rich young ruler who was interested in Jesus but would not accept him because of the strong pull of the materialism that was in his life. Now the last, verse 15, and the seeds that fell on the good soil represent the honest, good-hearted people who hear God's word, cling to it, and patiently produce a huge harvest. Now, some people are like the good soil, who receive the seed, which represents God's word, with a noble and good heart. They listen, they understand, they obey, and they retain the word of God. And that bears fruit in their life, which is the whole purpose of the seed being planted in the soil in the first place. So in other words, they bear spiritual fruit, which is an evidence of the spiritual life within them. Now, the good ground represents true believers who not only receive the word, but allow it to mold their lives. They're teachable, obedient, and they develop Christ-like character and produce the fruit of God in their lives. Now, an example of these individuals also are those who follow Jesus and were committed to his word regardless of the cost, just like the disciples. So only the good soil bears any fruit and represents a really saved individual. I've shared four soils with you that basically apply to those who hear the gospel message of salvation. But what about those who are already saved and who continually hear the word of God? I think you can apply the same principles to those who are already in Christ. I wanted to share in this episode how to receive God's word and be blessed. If you're not a Christian, or if you are a Christian, let me ask you something. Are you receiving the word of God and being blessed by it? Do you let Satan take the word that you hear right away? It doesn't seem to take place in your heart. Do you take the word of God, but then immediately you start to ignore it when things seem to get rough? Do you allow the cares of this world to make hearing the word of God of no effect because those other things are just too important? Do you keep the word of God and see it bear fruit in your life, bring a change in your life, allow you to become more and more like our Savior? May we allow God's word to produce a spiritual harvest in us and allow us to live a more fruitful and fulfilled life in and through Jesus Christ. Now, you can go to our website to hear and learn more of God's word and how you can know for sure that you are truly saved. Now, listen to Psalm 19, verse 7 to 11 as I close out. I'd like for you to hear what it says about God's word. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Listen to what the word of God does. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, altogether righteous. They are more desirable than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Well, it's been a delight being with you this week, and I pray that you will keep the word of God, for in it there is great reward. Join us next week as we discuss how to set time aside to dig into the Word of God for yourself. And in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM like in Mary, FORJESUS.org to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.